It does indeed, Michaela, because many householders have brought it up for us, and they're rightly concerned about what it means for them, because it's not quite clear yet. But within the campaigners, discussions are ongoing at the moment in regard to mounting a campaign to oppose any increase in bin charges. As we have always stated, this was always about more than opposing water charges. Now, obviously, this will be a different type of campaign, because we already see the government dipping out of this by leaving it between the householder and the bin company. But it needs to be pointed out that the minister in charge has the power to cap the charges. The question I pose, can we afford to sit back and allow bin charge companies to charge whatever they want? Because I think a company running for profit, it's going to be on the higher end of the scale rather than lower. But what we recognise, the key to any campaign against the bin charges increase is getting people involved and active in their own townlands, villages and towns. Like, people must decide to become organisers themselves. And we'll use any lessons learned and experience gained in the water charges campaign to help them to do that. I think too that, you know, it's quite noticeable an increase in flight tipping over the years, even since the service was privatised, going back a number of years. We're for the environment as well. We don't encourage that. We need a proper bin service, but we don't want people paying through the nose for it.
And there has been much uncertainty surrounding this issue, and there are now further fears that this could push prices up.
I think people's quite right to be afraid of that, because I think when it's left in the hands of private operators, they're out to make profit, and people have no recourse and no way of stopping that. So all those issues have to be explored in regard to any campaign that may be mounted against it.